got Wild Sweet Orange all set up and in studio. How's it going, guys?
Hello, hello. We're doing great. It feels like the fall here in Virginia.
It does, actually. It suddenly happened recently, so we're enjoying it. I'm sure we'll have Indian summer in a couple weeks. You guys are rocking the rock star look, by the way, with the shades.
The radio, they are, not me. Make sure they all get that. Lead singer's not in shades.
Lead singer's not in shades. Lead singer's rocking the fall knit cap, but
we've got...
Okay. But it is very
rock. I got no excuse. I just like my sunglasses.
No, that's great. But we have to explain to the radio audience at home, of course, because they can't see how rock star you're looking right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. You don't look rock star.
You totally look rock star, man. You're wearing sunglasses.
It's great. I think it's a compliment. I would like to pull off the rock star look. It's just never going to happen. That's why I'm in radio.
Cool.
You want to wear these?
I wouldn't be able to see you very well with those, I don't think.
No, it's pretty bright in here, I swear. I wouldn't know.
I also got to see you guys in Philadelphia at that conference in May that we were talking about with What Made Milwaukee Famous. So I got to see you at the NOM convention as well, and you rocked it out. And I have to say, I was delighted and a bit surprised by the set there because I didn't realize how rock you guys were. I had really only heard the first single on the album, Ten Dead Dogs, which is, you know, a little more subdued, and we play it on our acoustic morning program. And then I started delving into the rest of the album, which really kicks it out, which is also great.
Thank you.
So, go ahead.
I think there's just something about live in front of people that makes you want to rock songs out more, but, like, I think every time we record something, we, like, have the tendency to do it like a lot quieter, slower. We have to like be reminded to speed things up live when we record in the studio.
Well, you have some intense tempo changes in your songs too on the album too, which I really enjoy. I think, you know, fans of like Arcade Fire have been kind of primed for that sort of thing.
Cool,
the big epic finish. So I think it works well.
We all
kind of
grew up listening to like punk and hardcore music, so I think that's kind of maybe influenced by that or something. I have no clue.
That's great. Well, can we hear the first single?
Yeah, Tender Dogs, sure.
So this is Wild Sweet Orange on WNRN.
I saw 10 dead dogs on the side of the road, driving late last night to your apartment, and I thought it was an omen. So I headed on back home and walked in circles around my room. And oh my God, is this really what you want? Would you tell us if it's not? Could you rewrite the plot? Come and get us. Oh boy, come and myself around the toilet seat. Yes, I spoke in tongues and took all of my clothes off. The tops of my fingers touched the tops of my toes. And oh my God, is this really what you want? Would you tell us if it's not? Rewrite the plot and come and get us. We can't stop doing what we think we want, even though we know it's not. This place is merely a supply. Yeah, you'll come and get us. This way before. Am I running away from what I've always been running towards? Believe in me, 'cause I don't know if reasons I'm gonna see you. I love would come to die to leave. Oh my God, is this really what you want? Would you tell us if it's not? Could you rewrite the plot? Come and get us, 'cause we can't stop doing what we think we want, even though we know it's not. This place is merely a supply. Oh yes, you'll come and get us. I watch the sky turn from blue to black to red and yellow too, before the purple dawn was filling up my room. And for a brief moment I heard the whole earth groaning, like there was something that it needed me to do.
WNRN, Wild Sweet Orange with 10 Dead Dogs, and kudos to the rhythm section. That sounded great, dude.
That's right.
Well, that is a lovely song with, you know, perhaps some might say an unlovely title. And I was wondering if you get any resistance because of the title.
Totally.
I mean,
yeah, we get a lot of resistance. Actually, I hadn't, I had lunch with my dad the other day, and I hadn't seen him in a while, and he was like, I got the record, and I think if you change the first track to 10 Dogs, it would be on the radio more.
It's, well, I mean, you know, and it
well,
seems
she has
silly.
A point.
It seems silly, and little things like that can make a difference. The promoter, yeah. I have to admit, the promoter who first mentioned the name of the song to me was also working another track that had something about a dead dog in it, and I was like, what is it with you and the dead dogs? But I think an Ed Harcourt
really?
Track, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not the only record this year featuring
cool.
a dead that dog is. Song, but, you know, it is jarring.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really proud that it starts the record off that way,
yeah.
because, well, I mean, I'm proud just because I think what it represents to me, you know, is just finding mystery and kind of holiness in the ordinary, you know, and you know, that's poetry, that's art, so I'm proud that, you know, that our songs are like that, you know, I mean, that's definitely what we're trying to do is be artists, you know, and so it wasn't like a decision to be weird or awkward or vulgar or at any means,
right.
you know, it was just like, that's what I was moved by, you know? So it's just like, and it's just like a perfect picture of kids in the suburbs, you know, like we don't have anything pretty to look at anymore because it's all mm-hmm. kind of being ruined in a way by strip malls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to like search and like push yourselves to find beauty in different things, you know? So I think it's a really cool way to start off the record.
Well, I think it's very effective. I mean, I'd be hard pressed to think of another line that begins an album that is quite as attention grabbing as that. And that certainly serves a purpose. You are paying attention when you hear that.
Totally.
You know, you definitely as a listener snap to attention and you're paying attention to the rest of the song.
Yeah.
Perhaps, you know, with a little more heightened awareness because you're not used to being kind of called to attention like that by the beginning of a record. And it
yeah.
does go nicely with, you know, the name of the CD as well. We Have Cause to Be Uneasy, and
right.
then the first song begins like that, and it's like, yeah, it's a bit
yeah.
uneasy.
Thematic.
Now, the next single, I know, which we've started playing a little bit here at the station.
Thank
is,
you for that.
Absolutely. It's a great song, and we've gotten good response on it. And it's a little more of a, I would say, you know, traditional rocker. And,
yeah.
We would love to hear that, too. And I just want to remind people that Wild Sweet Orange and What Made Milwaukee Famous are going to be at the Gravity Lounge tonight in Charlottesville. It's a great double bill. We're lucky to have both of you guys playing in that space. And I know a lot of people are excited about it. So looking forward to that. Thanks again for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
And,
thanks for having us.
We'd love to hear either or.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Oh, have you ever just stood there and let the wind kiss your hair? And put your head in a lion's mouth, but you did not feel scared. trembling, and am still, and will always be there. Whoa, all things I've hated, I've been before. I've fallen down slowly, just to kiss the floor. I've heard those hellhounds clawing at my door. Believe me, they wait, and they hear your voice. Have you ever just stood there and watched the sun touch the land? And put your hands down real slow just to kiss the foreign sand. Oh well, I've stood there smiling, and am still, and will always be there. Whoa, all the things I've hated, I've been before. I've fallen down slowly, just to kiss the floor. Calling at my door. Believe me, they wait when they hear your voice. All the things I've loved, I've been before. I picked myself up off the floor and heard the dawn break against the door. And known and believed it was something more like a voice, less like a noise, more like a soul, less like a voice.
Wild Sweet Orange on WNRN. That was Either Or from their album We Have Cause to Be Uneasy. Before that, they did 10 Dead Dogs. And they are playing tonight at the Gravity Lounge in Charlottesville. Thanks so much for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure to get to meet you and see you and also have you perform about 10 feet from me. That's pretty awesome, too. So good to see you. Have a good show tonight.
Thank you.